Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.
So some people say when they're rescued, they have this natural passion for rescuing others. And that's what you get when you talk with Amy Cabo and you hear her story. You're going to learn about resilience and hope. And Amy's an author and a radio host and just really likes to provide a safe place for people who have endured hardship and showing them that there's hope for their future. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us your story.
Well, it's a very interesting story. In fact, it's an incredible story. Because it's an incredible story of what love can do. And my story was quite challenging. At 3 years old, my stepfather came into my life. And at 15, I had already been abused in every way possible. And went through foster homes. And then at 18, I had a child. But then I had 14 years of custody battles. And what happened was, I always had God in my life. Until one day, I went astray, like we all sometimes do, once the noise settles down. So where I was a faithful servant. When my daughter almost got killed, had to return like the prodigal son. When God saved my daughter's life, which in truth was a miracle.
It's so interesting how you learn resilience when you go through trials. None of us say, hey, I want to learn resilience and patience when I grow up, and I want to learn it the hard way. But you know what? A lot of times when we're just living peaceful, safe, comfortable spaces, a lot of times we're just doing the same sort of things. You know, we expect different results, but we do the same sort of things and patterns sort of repeat themselves. Amy, in your life, you went through some terrible things that were put on you by other people. How do you go through without just taking on some sort of victim mindset when things just keep coming that are just so negative?
Just looking at the reality of things, I needed the toughness. I needed God's tough love because I remember being poor and being happy. Mm. Yet at one point I was rich and I was miserable. So what happens is that having to turn to God brings you closer to him. And sometimes when you have nothing in the world and you're alone, you have no other choice, as was my case when I was orphaned at 15. So, but what happened when the noise settled down, when things got comfortable, you could easily fall. The enemy's always trying, especially for those that have a purpose, which we all have a purpose, whether on a grand scale or on a small scale. It could be the child you raise or the wife you love or the friend you support. Anything can be a grand purpose. We're just not aware of it. But we're meant for good things, not for bad things. I believe that everything that you do, you should do that is pleasing to God and that is peacemaking. And if not, then it's just the hype. Don't believe the lie. The negativity isn't you. You just get the idea to do bad things. Why do we get the idea to do bad things? Why does it seem like a better idea to take a shortcut or do it the right way? But we all do it. We all fall for it. So it's just we choose to do bad things. You do it enough times for a long enough time, it becomes habit. It becomes you. It's a little more difficult, but it's not impossible. And I'm a perfect example of that.
We're talking to Amy Cabo today at SWS Radio, and it's so interesting. The Apostle Paul talked about it 2,000 years ago, where he's saying, you know what, there's the things that I know I'm supposed to do, but I don't do them. And there's things that I want to do that I don't do. And the things that I don't do, and I still do all of those things. And Amy, we were talking about your story. It was just a really rough childhood. You know, stepfather came into your life, a lot of abuse and things that happened by your teenage years, and you really had to work through that. You learned a lot of resilience. And you were talking about shortcuts just a minute ago about how you learn that there's these shortcuts. We do things that we know we're not supposed to do, and we don't say, hey, I want to end up in a bad place, but a lot of times the shortcuts are what take us there.
Yes, even in the little things, I realized that a lot of my miseries were my own doing, where I could set myself up for happiness. Yeah. And I basically doing by starting my day off with God, praise and prayer. That's necessary because it's a daily struggle I take day by day. Basically, it's turning your life around and walking the path of God. In every situation, we have a choice. We could either do it the easier way, what feels like a better idea, or we can do it to what's pleasing to God, what takes a little bit of sacrifice, what the things that make you beneficial towards others, the things that make you do it a little bit harder so you don't have to do it again and get frustrated. Those kind of things, just always choosing to do the right thing, because just the same way that you can brainwash yourself by constantly thinking negative, whether it's self-produced or the environment, you can fight it off and counteract it with looking at the bright side of a bad situation and do that enough times that you can brainwash yourself the other way.
We talk a lot about nature versus nurture when we dig into science and psychology. And we're talking to Amy Cabo today at SOS Radio. And she actually has a new book. It's called Love is the Answer. And Amy, you've lived through a lot. Now, what have you learned about gratefulness and saying thanks and setting praise as a first part of your morning?
Well, my greatest lesson of all is that God's love is unconditional. There is nothing that I could have done. It doesn't matter where I've been or what I've done. Nothing matters. God loves you unconditional. And that was the biggest lesson that I learned in life. It started with my husband loving me unconditional. I knew it was possible for God, who loves us even better. So once you realize that God loves you, you're able to forgive yourself. When you're able to forgive yourself, you're able to forgive others. When you're able to forgive others, you're able to love yourself. And then you want to share that love with others.
Yeah, it's so interesting because there's the age-old question that everybody asks, you know, why do bad things happen to good people? And we're talking to Amy Cabo today at SWS Radio. And Amy, you've lived through so many different things, and you've learned a resilience through all of that. It's an impossible question when we talk about the why do good things happen to bad people and why do bad things happen to good people. And you see these cycles of everybody else's situation, and it's so easy to become a victim.
Is it even necessary to ask why? Things just happen. God did not promise us that we would not have tribulations.
Yeah.
It's interesting how when things go wrong, we think God didn't care or that he doesn't love us or he abandoned us. And that's just manipulation, the lie that the enemy wants you to believe.
Yeah.
He's the master of deceit. You know, it's really the enemy. And you're not the enemy, but we deal with demons. That's life. If there's good, the opposite must exist for there to be equilibrium.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because we a lot of times think we want to be in a comfortable space. And it's like, if I can just protect myself in the middle, I'll be okay. But really, in the reality, is anybody just happy with just okay? Because if you don't have the extremes, there's the highs and the lows. But you don't hit the high heights of happiness without understanding the other side, that there are low lows on the other side. And those keep you from wanting to go down that path, or those encourage you to pull out of that path.
If there wasn't extremes, I would not have experienced miracles. If there wasn't hardship, I wouldn't be so understanding.
Wow.
If there wasn't trials, I wouldn't find it necessary to help others have the compassion that I acquired.
Now, you wrote a book. It's called Love is the Answer, God is the Cure.
Yes, the story of my life. The only book I'll write. I'm not even a writer, and I don't even like to read. I basically got the strong conviction to do this when I was praying.
Well, we're talking to Amy Cabo today at SOS Radio. And as you share your story, Amy, you talk about how love is the answer and God is the cure. Talk about the second part of that.
Well, it starts off with love being the answer to my every problem. It took me realizing that God loved me to change my perception altogether. So love was the answer to all my problems, but God was my only cure. I tried everything. I was a guinea pig. But when nothing at all would work, nothing of this world, only God was enough.
We're talking to Amy Cabo today at SWS Radio. It's really interesting. In the West Coast, some of the biggest challenges that we deal with are addiction, the breakdown of the family, jobs, homelessness, education, you know, racial tensions and things. And when you dig into elements of addiction, it affects so many other areas there, like lack of fatherlessness, it deals with incarceration, addiction affects kids' education, getting into school or not making it through school. But for families that have someone that's caught in an addiction, and that person isn't really owning it yet, but everybody else knows. Everybody else sees it. But that person that's caught in that addiction hasn't embraced it fully yet. What do you suggest as you walk through that? What can we do as families to help that person, but we don't really know how?
I know what it's like to be that person, and it's a hell in itself. I remember praying to God to release me from that torture. What happens is, what my husband did, he just loved me unconditionally, supported me no matter what, showed me complete understanding, which is what somebody like me with a strong personality needs. Mm-hmm. Now, God touched my heart and gave me the idea to put my family first. I saw what it was doing to my family.
Yeah.
I even left the country to get away from it. Went to Bulgaria for 2 years.
Okay.
That was a wake-up call. The cold.
Did it help?
I miss Miami.
I miss the sunshine.
But it worked. It did work. I know what it's like for it to get really bad. And sometimes I'm grateful for that, which is why I want to share my message, God's message, that there is repentance and unconditional love if only they turn to God.
We're talking to Amy Cabo today at SWS Radio. She has a new book. It's called Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, a story of abuse, betrayal, unconditional love. You talk about how God stepped in. And then you also talked about repentance in that.
Yes, I was a very bad girl, actually. You name it, I did it. Crazy lifestyle, you name it, I did it. I don't know how it got so bad. It's what happens when you stop praying. You can't slip off. You can't get too comfortable. We think we know what we want. We think comfortable is fun, but it's fake. Hard work is better. Trust me, I'm proof of it. But I was that example of a bad person, and I had to realize it. I had to come to the realization in a hard way. I had to actually experience a miracle. Hopefully not all of us have to go through that. I mean, I'm grateful, but I want to help others that it might be easier for them.
That's why you wrote this book. That's why you do a radio show. And you invite people in who are walking through that, or you can come alongside and put your arm around them and say, hey, I understand, but God stepped in and here's how.
Yes. When you know that God loves you, everything, your whole life changes. Your whole outlook, where you were thinking negativity of everything.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand the idea of my own existence. And now I'm grateful for every living day. I was miserable about everything. And now I'm grateful that everything came out well. And if you focus on being grateful, your life changes. There's no room for anger. There's no room for doubt. There's no room for misery. God said, be courageous and be of good cheer. So let's be God's happy moment. There's enough sadness in the world, don't you think?
Absolutely. There's something that activates in our brain physiologically when we're praising and when we're grateful and when we're physically saying, I am thankful for these things. Even if it's the little trivial things that we take for granted, the $5 that we can afford grabbing a coffee on the way in the morning, or, you know, as we're running our kids to soccer practice and we're driving through and there's food that's available and we have enough money in our wallet to do that. And we take those things for granted.
How about grateful every time there's a green light?
Mm-hmm.
That you didn't get a red light. Look, it's the best antidepressant. If you're grateful for so many things, you walk around feeling blessed all day. And what if life is a bunch of little miracles and we just don't even know it?
We're talking to Amy Cabo today and her new book. It's called Love is the Answer, God's the Cure, a true story of abuse, betrayal, and unconditional love.
If you want to read a story that's completely shocking, that you don't think, how is it possible that God could still love this person, or this person could actually turn their life around, or anyone can possibly love this person, this is the book for you to read if you want to know that the impossible is possible as long as you have God in your life.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.